Listening to that, Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin. Good morning to you, Gerry. Good morning. Well, she was very clear there. There is no more money. They're not blinking, Gerry.
Well, we're going into a series of dialogue. We have been in that before. I think, as she pointed out herself, we've dealt with bigger issues and we can deal with these issues and we will deal with them in that. We're in problem-solving mode. That's what we're going in for. We've been asking for these talks, not just in the last few weeks and not even when the British Secretary of State asked them, but right back to Christmas. We wanted to get right back at it after Christmas. After the House talks, and unfortunately, it's taken tonight. But we're in there to sort things out.
Yeah, but they are being very, very clear. If we can just deal with this at the very top, Gerry, that, you know, they're not even giving themselves any room for manoeuvre, and they're sending a message, presumably to your party and others, there is no more money.
Well, they can't have it both ways. You know, they can't agree that negotiations are the best way to sort this out. And all of the issues, not just the cuts in welfare, but of course the outstanding issues of the Good Friday Agreement and other agreements. You know, the Irish Language Civic Forum, Bill of Rights, things that are outstanding that we're going to talk about. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say that the talks are good and negotiations are good and then say, but actually, we're getting here as a British government, not going to shift. You know, that doesn't work. That's a DUP type of approach to it, you know.
But get real, that's what they're doing.
Know,
that's what they've done.
See, every time we go into negotiations, people say to us, get real. But we've gone into a series of negotiations, and the big ones, like the Good Friday Agreement, like St Andrews, like the Hillsborough Agreement, we've been done and we've come out having moved the whole process forward. Now, that's what we're up to. What we have said very clearly, and you know, people are saying very things clearly as we go into these negotiations, is we are not in government to do damage to the most disadvantaged. You know, you mentioned, I don't want to go over it again, but you certainly mentioned Lord Ford, which is very important. Not just that he said what he said about the disabled, but that is the mentality of conservatism as the minister, whether it was a slip of the tongue or otherwise, where they see this as cutting into welfare at the most disadvantaged. And the most disadvantaged, by the way, are not just the disabled. And it's not just because they're trying to put a wedge in between the unemployed and people who are employed. The people who will be hit most by these cuts are actually people who are in work, who work hard, but are on very low wages. And that's who they are attacking. For her to say, and I think she said somewhere during that people would be better off. I think she says it's 100.
Some people will be better off under welfare reform. That's a fact.
She says 102,000 will be better off. Do you believe that? I certainly don't believe it. And I can tell you that the people who are coming to my office and coming to Sinn Féin office, and I presume all the parties' offices, do not believe that either. I mean, that's coming from a Conservative government, you know, is like saying, look, if we beat you up, you'll be better off.
Does it concern you that we now know from this interview this morning that £87 million has been taken away from Northern Ireland, and the Secretary of State herself hasn't a clue about how that money is added up? In other words, she doesn't know the breakdown of that money herself.
Well, I think that you have, over the last couple of weeks, have gone right at the idea of statistics and what statistics are right and what statistics are wrong. And I think what has been happening is that people are making estimates, some of them way off kilter. But, you know, we need to investigate. We need to interrogate all of that, all of these figures that are put out. But at the bottom of it, what we need to know is what effect will this have on those who can least afford it. You know, whether that's in the north or the south, we are very consistent in terms of that. That's what I'm in politics for. I'm not in politics to punish the worst well-off in our society. I'm here to, in my own way and with others, to try and protect them.
Her bottom line is no more money. What's your bottom line?
Well, we will go into the negotiations and we will argue all of that out. And I know you've heard this like a mantra, but we're not going to negotiate on a radio show.
Well, you've made it clear you're not doing the welfare reform legislation. Is that still the case?
Well, what we've made very, very clear is that we will not be part of using these welfare cuts to do damage to the most disadvantaged in our society. And we will stand absolutely and entirely over it.